heard about a deacon who prayed a prayer that had a rather practical impact. And I always have to preface the story by saying that it is a true story, because when I tell this to people one-on-one, sometimes people interrupt me in the middle of the story and say, did he really say that? And yes, this is a true story. A pastor in a South Carolina town, several Southern Baptist churches in this town, he came out of Sunday school, as his custom, early. Everybody else was still in back in the educational building. He came into the sanctuary, otherwise empty, but he looked in the back, and there was a family sitting back there. He said, I was not happy to see them. Ordinarily glad to see guests, but this family had belonged to every other Southern Baptist church in this small town. And he said, what had happened over a course of many years was they'd join one church, they'd stay there a while, they would make trouble, create a fuss, get mad, leave, and join another church. He said they had done that in every church except for mine. And he said, I just heard that just recently they had done it at their last church. So I think I knew why they were here. So he said, I got up to preach. During the message, I was thinking, should I give an invitation, but just decided it would be too obvious if I didn't. So first note of the song, here they come. Join the church, and you know how Baptists do it, all that love the Lord, rejoice with this family coming, raise your hand, say amen, whatever. Pastor said, I was nervous thinking about what might be coming in the life of the church in the months and years ahead. He said, seemingly by coincidence, but probably by divine providence, he called on the oldest deacon in the church to pray, 84 years old. And here's what the man prayed out loud. He said, Lord, we thank you for our church. We have a loving church. We have good fellowship. He said, but Lord, you know this family that's come to join with us today. They've made trouble wherever they've gone. And he said, Lord, we don't want to see our church torn up. So if they're planning to do that here, would you just take them on home? We can't kill them, but you can. And at last report I had, they still hadn't made trouble. And I've always thought that a 50-year-old deacon couldn't have prayed that prayer, but when you're 84 years old, you can say what you want to God or most anybody else.